Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is November 11th.
Yeah.
Welcome in.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all of you who served. I'm thinking of those we lost on a day like today. Of course, it is a federal holiday. There are people in this building that are working.
It's dead out there.
It's this end of the building.
Yeah.
That's on.
It's always nice to pull into the parking lot and realize who holidays apply to and who they do not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice that I have so much more parking space, but it's also kind of...
we have a shortage of it in the first place.
It's eerie.
Oh, you got to dodge the potholes out there, but still, otherwise...
Yeah, and the geese have... It make it easier for them to attack you.
Yeah, they have more room. Coming up in an hour, Brian Meyer, who is one of the four co-founders and the CEO of Veterans Community Project, of which I'm on the local advisory board, is going to come in studio with us. To talk about a couple of things. He is an expert, obviously, in veterans issues, but also in veterans homelessness. And there are figures out that we can talk about later about how many veterans in Kansas and Missouri are on SNAP benefits. I mean, it's a problem we feel like we shouldn't have. We shouldn't have veterans that are homeless, but we actually have a pretty serious veterans homeless problem here and in other cities in which VCP is opening. So in an hour, we'll have him in studio and talk more about it.
It's a tragedy that we have people who have jobs that are on SNAP.
Full-time
jobs that are on SNAP. It is a tragedy that veterans have to be on SNAP.
Yeah.
Like, it is an absolute... It's embarrassing.
And we will talk to him a little bit, too. I brag about it because it's impressive, but they have an 85% success rate at VCP when it comes to their definition of getting veterans out of homelessness. And that's incredible. That's bonkers that it's 85%. And we'll talk about that model. And if that model, since we talk about homelessness so much,
is applicable,
whether that model could work, you know, elsewhere in the city, and how much money that costs as well. So that's coming up in an hour. Speaking of SNAP benefits, are we out of the stupid government shutdown yet?
The Senate passed it. It's waiting for the House to come back. And
where'd they go?
They went home because they've been off for 50 days.
I'm sure they're not getting paid if they're just going home doing nothing.
No, they're still getting paid.
Really?
Yeah, the same people who are complaining about people who work at Walmart wanting their SNAP benefits are sitting on their fat asses at home, not doing anything while the government was shut down. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that awesome?
It's amazing how that can happen.
Literally passed a law to make sure that they get paid. Screw everyone else.
Can I just sit at home for, what are we on? Are we on 40 days now?
50. Well, no, sorry, not 50. They've been home for like 50 days, but yeah, it's what, day 40 something?
Yeah. That's just fantastic. So today we are waiting on a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court to decide when full payments will resume under SNAP food aid program. We talked through this a little bit yesterday, but they're expected to rule today on a request from the Trump administration to block states from providing full benefits, saying the money might be needed elsewhere. Hey, here's an idea. End the government shutdown and you're not going to have to worry about the money being needed elsewhere. But that's just a thought. Governor Laura Kelly, by the way, came out yesterday out of Kansas and said there is no... she kind of said it in a backwards way, but there's no law that says she can't disperse those benefits, yeah. Basically saying you can't make me.
Right.
You can't make me not give the benefits. You can't stop me. Yeah.
I mean, this is 1 in 8 Americans.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court, I'm assuming, is going to rule in favor of the law.
I assume. Boy, one would hope so.
They've surprised me before, but yeah. I would assume they're going to rule in favor of the law.
Especially because you had two federal judges already rule in favor of the law.
Man, I've said this before. Like, the Supreme Court, the federal judges, the people in Congress, the governors trying to get this SNAP aid to the people who need it. Again, 1 in 8 Americans. And by the way, it's not a bunch of welfare queens who need it to buy caviar and lobster. It's people who need to buy lunches for their kids. They're saving the administration from themselves on this.
Yeah.
Because the impact of denying those people, and it's, by the way, it's not all Democrats. It's not just Democrats on SNAP. There are
Republicans are on SNAP benefits too.
Crazy. If you look at the numbers of rural Americans that are on SNAP, many of whom voted for Donald Trump, it is staggering. Staggering. Saving them from themselves again. Like, I don't understand what the push was to make sure that we don't hand out these benefits. I will never understand that. We're seeing the government basically shoot itself in the foot and then go, okay, next time let's put a steel toe boot on. Okay.
Yeah.
Next time, it still got through that. Okay. Well, like, we'll do double steel.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's infuriating.
As I just take a deep breath and try to calm myself. I'm going to start doing yoga in the studio, I think. I used to bring a foam roller in here with me every day and just lay on the floor and do that. Do the little legs up the wall pose. We'll all do that. So we'll wait from the Supreme Court and we'll take it one step at a time and see what they come out with. And then at least that's kind of the last point of appeal. It can't go any further than that, obviously.
What infuriates me about this from the Democrats is you decided to pass this clean bill and everything, fine. You didn't get any guarantee that this isn't going to happen again.
Right.
SNAP is going to be funded through September of 2026. That we could be doing this all again in a year because they didn't get that. You need to get it codified into law.
Yeah.
That this cannot happen again. Because, and I'll just make it 100% clear where my standing is on this. Whether you care about these people or not, whether you care whether people get food for their families, whether or not you think that they're welfare queens or whatever, you cannot have 1 in 8 Americans starving.
Right.
You can't, because if you do, you're going to have riots.
And crime. I mean, you're going to have more and more. You and I have talked about this before. You're going to have more kids breaking into and stealing from convenience stores because they have to. I mean, it's if you think our homelessness problem is bad now,
jeez,
just wait.
Yeah.
Until you can only miss so many mortgage payments and so many months of rent before you have people homeless. Also, we talk about pets. Casey Pet Project's going to be in the studio later. You think the shelters are full now? Keep this going as people have to make the decision between dog food and feeding your kids.
Right.
That's a tough decision. I can't imagine having to make
feeding the kid the dog.
But you have to make the decision somewhere. So we'll keep an eye on it today.
Yep.
I want to talk about the story out of Peculiar.
Speaking of robberies.
Who does not lock their car at night?
I hate doing the blaming the victim thing.
I do too.
But this story, 8 homes in one night were robbed.
Armed thieves targeted 8 homes in one night.
But it's not like they were breaking in and holding people hostage. They were going into unlocked cars and open garages.
Just pulling on door handles.
In a neighborhood right off of Interstate 49. Security cameras, Ring doorbell cameras, all that stuff picked them up, including one suspect. He was just standing there with a pistol, just, I'm just waiting for my buddy.
Uh-huh.
And the other was rummaging through the garage, and the other one would try to steal a car.
Yeah.
Obviously, people in Peculiar are freaked out.
I would be, too.
Cops are begging people to lock up, and the city is rushing. Here's what I find fascinating about this story. I mean, it's one thing that... Look, if you live in Peculiar, I understand. It's not a high crime area.
Yeah, you're used to feeling safer.
You feel safer.
Yes.
I'm sure where I'm at Overland Park, second safest city in America. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. How is it in Waldo?
I leave my garage door open, raccoons get
That's
in.
That's a good point.
I don't worry as much about thieves.
Raccoons and possums.
Yeah. I don't worry as much about thieves slipping under my garage door. I worry about the fight that's going to happen and where I'm going to see like furry tails
from the thieves. Anyway, but I'm sure that there's people in Overland Park that probably leave their doors unlocked
or
cars unlocked and stuff like that. So this could happen anywhere. But what I find fascinating about this story is the city is now rushing to install license plate readers at the entrance, I guess it would be like, off of the exit 49
I don't know peculiar well, but like any main highway that gets you into town.
There's a large main street.
Yeah.
And and then I guess the exit for Interstate 49.
And police think, I mean, that's not going to stop what's happening.
Yeah.
But they'll be easier to identify the suspects then if they put those in. Again, I don't want to victim blame either. And it's scary that they're using firearms.
Yeah.
I mean, especially because it's one thing that they're getting into your car because you left it unlocked, but they're also going into garages that are left open. My door to my house is through my garage. And some people close their garage door, but don't lock that door to their house in case they ever get locked out. You know, sometimes that door doesn't have a key. The scary thing about them having guns this time and being armed this time is that they're getting into your garage. What's to stop them from going into your house next time?
Right.
And then they're armed in your house. Lock your, I mean, I feel like it's not something we should have to say, but no matter where you live, and believe me, my stepdad, when we lived in the country, used to leave his keys in his ignition in his truck. I mean, that's how safe felt living in the country, right?
Yeah.
So I get it. I get that mentality still exists. But take all your valuables out of your car at night and don't lock your car. Now, I also know the argument is I leave my car on. I don't do this, but I know some people say I leave my car unlocked because they're going to break into it anyway. And at least that way they don't break my window to get in.
When I worked in a section of St. Louis that was not particularly nice. It wasn't even St. Louis, East St. Louis. They literally told us that when I was on the railroad. They said, don't lock your cars.
Yeah.
And don't keep anything valuable in your car, but also don't lock it because they will smash the windows.
Right. And then you have to get that fixed and that's going to be out of your pocket. And so it used to be, I would love to know the law. If I was just a lawyer, but I would love to know the law surrounding this. Like, because we used to talk about if you left your car running, you know, like you were warming up your car and it was unlocked, you were fine. That was your fault. If they, you know, if somebody stole it, that was your fault. But under the argument of they're going to break in anyway and break my window, so I'm going to leave it unlocked, so at least I don't pay for the window. I wonder how the law works there.
I don't think that you can. I don't think you can charge people for leaving their
not
car
charge
unlocked,
them
or what do you?
Well,
I mean, how would you even know? Other than they said that they left it unlocked, but then nobody's going to give you that information. I mean, it also, are the cops going to go around just pulling up, testing out the doors?
Go around and testing just to see. Yeah. You're making it easier for criminals to hit. At the very least, don't leave your gun in your car.
Yeah.
If it's unlocked. I mean, don't leave anything in the vehicle, especially don't leave anything out that they can see through the window so that they're going to then, you know, that's target rich. They're going to see it and they're going to try to break into it. I worry about the garage doors.
Yeah.
People leaving their garage doors open at night.
And what do they mean? Do they mean the door to the garage or they mean the big folding garage door, the one that comes down on a
trolley? I would assume the big one. I don't have an exterior. I don't know how it is in Peculiar, but at my house, the only way into the garage is through the big garage door or through the house.
Yeah.
I don't have an exterior,
some
people
have an exterior door. So
yeah.
Yeah. But that might be something people don't even think about.
Yeah.
To be fair.
And I get that sometimes you forget to close your garage door at night.
Yeah.
I've done that. My neighbors have called me and said, hey, your garage door is open. But
I've done it so many times.
Yeah.
But, I'm just starting to slip in my old age.
So this is where neighbors are exchanging phone numbers. And this is good because neighbors are getting to know each other. Like, remind each other to close your garage door. Again, especially if your garage goes to your house. That's my big fear here. Somebody with a gun is going to see your garage door open and go in and you don't keep anything out there. My garage goes to my basement. I mean, you would, you know, so you're going to have more access to your house in your basement.
Yeah.
Well, scary.
If you have your car in your garage, you usually wouldn't lock the doors too, right? I mean,
I would suggest you should.
You probably, I guess, should. Most cars automatically lock too.
Especially if they're newer. Mine locks newer ones, when I get, mean. When the key fob gets more than 10 feet away, the door locks automatically. But not all of you have that brand new technology.
What's actually scary about this too is just from a criminology, sociology kind of aspect, is typically you don't see crime sprees in a place like Peculiar.
No.
You don't see, it happens sometimes, mm-hmm. but my best friend James did for a while intake at the city jail in St. Louis. And that just meant asking them questions. And he would always be like, why do you rob from people who live two doors down from you?
Yeah.
They're going to recognize you.
Yeah.
They're going to see you. Like, why? It's not that he was suggesting it, but like, why wouldn't you go to a place where they don't have bars on the window and mm-hmm. not everybody's necessarily armed and aren't on the lookout for this? And basically the reason was, well, if they're lazy, it's more or less what it was. They were like, I don't have a car. Take me all the way out there.
Yeah.
You're also a lot more suspicious in an area like that.
Oh, yeah.
I guess if you rob, if you're just walking down the street and you're known to live there, maybe you blend in better.
Well, and you assume in a small town like this, doors are not going to be locked.
Right. And that's
they will now.
They will now, but they don't typically rob places like that. Is my point. It's like, I can understand where people in Peculiar are coming from because you don't see this happening.
Yeah.
In suburbs, usually.
8 houses in one night.
Yeah.
We are not. I mean, that's.
That's crazy.
That's quick.
Real quick, I'll ask this and then go to break and we'll come back and talk about it a little more. They want license plate readers at the edge of town. Is that okay? Is that normal? I was researching this.
I don't think so.
Is it normal? Do towns around here have license plate readers?
Also, again, the problem with that is the same thing with the red light cameras. All that's going to tell you is who the car is registered to.
Yeah,
it's not going to tell you who's driving.
Yeah, 913-586-7798. If you have anything to add to this, text to call 913-586-7798. It's midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
In the town of Peculiar, armed thieves hit 8 homes, I guess we'll call it, in one night. Some of it were unlocked cars. Some of it were garage doors that were open that they were able to get into. And they were quick work about it. So the city of Peculiar is going to put up license plate readers at the entrances to town as a way to help catch whoever's doing it. Feels a little Big Brother to me.
It's a little also kind of like, you guys don't lock your garage doors or your cars.
Right.
But you want to put license plate readers?
Start with the obvious.
Start with the not being an attractive nuisance for people. And I feel like, I don't know who did this, and I hope they get caught. But they had to kind of know, right?
You would think.
Why would you just assume everybody leaves their garage doors unlocked and stuff like that, unless you knew that? Like I was saying earlier, usually crimes like this don't happen in Peculiar. It's usually they happen in high crime areas, which Peculiar is not. So it to me, that means it's somebody who came from somewhere else and did it.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong. It could be somebody within Peculiar doing it.
You'd have to know, too. You would have staked this out ahead of time to see what homes have cameras and what homes don't.
Right.
Because aren't you, I mean, everybody has cameras
now. They didn't care.
They didn't care, right. Yeah. But some of them, I wonder if they're like, because aren't your, I mean, my motion detector goes off even during the night on my camera out front. So if somebody were trying to pull on my door handle in the middle of the night, my phone would go off. Is that not how other people's?
How mine works. I don't know. So they're wanting to put, and probably will put, license plate readers at the entrance and exit to the town, which I'm not sure what that means, because I'm looking at Peculiar, you know, there's Main Street. I'm assuming they mean on the exit to 49.
Start with that.
Yeah. That's probably, and going on to, what is that? C, Route C, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's it's a little creepy.
It does, especially in a small town like that, to know, again, we always talk about this, like, are they only going to use the information that they're getting to solve these crimes, or are they going to use it in other ways also?
Yeah. I mean, because it starts as, we're just trying to catch the guys that rob these houses, and then it's like, can we use this for overdue tickets for child custody disputes to
locate anybody else?
To track protests, if these people are protesting against the police, to see who's parking near a weed dispensary or going to political rallies. That's where it gets creepy. That's where it's dangerous for anybody to have this technology.
Creepy and legal-ish. Yeah. You know, we start to ask legal questions about stuff like that.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Tyrone in Kansas City. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling in. What do you have to say about this?
Okay. It's pronounced Tyron. No E on the
E. I'm so sorry.
Our screen didn't do that.
Come on.
Fired.
Okay. Tyron. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Well, first off, I don't care what neighborhood you live in. Why wouldn't you lock your houses, your cars, why would you leave your garage door up anyway, regardless?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. They've been talking about that forever.
Unless it was just an accident. We were talking off the air about, I've forgotten to close my garage door before, you know?
Yeah, but 8 houses?
Not 8 houses, yes. Yeah.
No, not 8 houses. Okay, I just saw something on the news not too long ago. They said, do your house check before you go to bed. Make sure your car's locked. Make sure your door's locked. Make sure your garage door gets down. Look at your garage door. Make sure it goes down. And make sure nothing's obstructed. Because just like my garage door, if something gets in the way of it on the way down, it'll stop and go back up. Mm-hmm. But you're supposed to do a house check every night before you're ready to go to bed.
Yeah, it's like the 9 p.m. check. A lot of police will put that out on social media. Exactly what you're talking about. Check your doors. Check your windows. Make sure everything's on and locked down.
Right. I have a TV out in my garage, and all I do is watch sports out there.
Yeah.
And even when I'm out there and it starts to get dark, my lady, she has the garage door opener. My truck too big to fit in the garage, so I don't need a garage door opener. So even when I'm out there watching football, she get mad at me because I lock her door. So I don't want nobody to run up behind me. I'm into the football game. I don't want nobody to run up behind me.
Yeah.
Checking your doors.
Right.
On your Jeep. and snatched the garage door opener.
Yeah.
So the next morning when she go to work, her Jeep door is locked. She mad at me.
Well, tell her you're just trying to keep her safe.
Yeah. Also, if it was... I'm sorry, Tyrod. Thanks so much for your call. If it was the game last night, then you probably...
There was
been.
Football last night?
There was. It was Monday Night Football. It was the most boring game I think I've ever seen. You'd be happy that somebody was trying to rob you, at least give you some excitement.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of texts saying, like, quit blaming the victim. You wouldn't be saying this if it was somewhere else. You're just picking on Peculiar, all this.
That's what I'm doing.
Guys, two things can be true. The thieves are absolutely at fault. It was criminal. It was dangerous. It was wrong. And they should be caught. Also... you should lock your doors.
Why
like those
you do
two things can be true.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you do everything possible to keep yourself from being a victim of a crime?
Yeah. We don't live in Mayberry anymore. And by the way, even in Mayberry, there's probably people stealing fishing poles. I mean, they had a jail for a reason. They had a sheriff, for God's sake. This isn't blaming the victim so much as saying, hey, make sure you don't leave your fridge door open so the milk doesn't spoil. This isn't saying you're a bad person or you deserve this to happen. Just saying, be a little more aware.
Yeah,
that's all. Let's go to Zach in Raytown. Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I was just calling to talk about license plate readers and Flock cameras. They're actually really common all around the metro. Flock is a brand that you can look up. They're actually a private industry, but several law enforcement and other agencies use their database to establish patterns of where and when license plates are traveling in and out of towns. I know the city of Gladstone has them at every major entrance and exit. Very recently, one was used. An elderly man got out of his house and his wife reported him missing. They contacted law enforcement and put in his license plate for the Flock camera, and they had him found in less than, I think it was like 4 hours after they put him in the Flock database.
Okay.
But they are everywhere, and your movements are monitored and tracked, even if it's just a license plate hit. But yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the important questions on things like these are also the boring ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long do they keep scans for people who aren't suspects?
Right.
Here's a big question. I don't know if you know this, Zach, or not. It seemed like you're pretty knowledgeable on this. Is it searchable by any officer, or is this just for specific case uses? Like, what if it's an officer looking at... I'm not trying to impugn the moral integrity of any of our officers, but Lord knows we've settled a lot of cases lately. What if he's looking for his wife?
I would say, what if they're looking for themselves?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Or so
I'm sure there is room for overreach for that. I know Flock itself, like I said, they're a private company. So anybody that has access to that database, I'm not sure how far reaching that is. I would imagine, you know, like county sheriffs would have at least access to the cameras that are in their town, local law enforcement to their cameras, so on and so forth. As far as data retention for the license plates goes, I'm not sure, but I know that in a story I read recently, they had looked at least 3 weeks of data for a license plate that was coming and going into and out of town. So, I mean, they can be used to establish patterns on, you know, specific entities, if you will, movements in and out of a populace.
Yeah. All right. Zach, thanks so much for your call. And freaking me out.
Yeah. So happy we talked about this.
Sorry. That's true. I have nothing to hide, so I have nothing to fear. That's right. How that works, right? That's how we're supposed to view things?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. No, actually, because I always think just because I'm not doing anything illegal doesn't mean I want you to know all about it.
Right.
You know, just like I used to think about cameras that way. Like, just because I'm not doing anything illegal doesn't mean I want you to know who I'm hanging out with or
NSA
whatever.
NSA officers have gotten in trouble for spying on people.
Yeah.
For spying on, like, partners.
Right. So that's what I'm saying is this could easily be used. So say a guy's thinking his wife is running around on him.
I mean, it's Veterans Day. So, you know, we could talk about the Patriot Act, right? That's an appropriate move.
Please don't.
Sure.
I'll just finish it on this. What I don't like about things like this is the power imbalance on display, because basically what you're seeing is one group gets us is totally transparent and the system isn't.
Yeah.
We don't know the answer necessarily to those questions. How long are you in the system? Who can search this? Do you need a warrant to access the system? I mean, maybe you should. How often you get scanned? Which agencies have your data? All that stuff. We don't know the answers to that. We're totally exposed, and they don't have to give us any transparency. Coming up, which states have the highest credit card delinquencies? And which of the two, Missouri or Kansas, is third?
But where is St. Louis? Oh, no, wait. We're just talking about states.
Yeah, we are. Okay, that's next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
All right. I've always said I love a Wallet Hub survey. I don't love this one. Wallet Hub is out with their states where credit card delinquency is increasing the most. And oh, hey, looky there. We're very close to the top.
So usually on the show, we have a saying that Wallet Hub hates Missouri. This is actually not one of those cases.
No.
Wallet Hub seems to hate Kansas.
Yes, indeed.
In this case, Kansas, and by the way, when we're talking about credit card delinquencies, we're not talking about the most debt.
No.
Like, it's not saying
behind on payments.
It's behind on payments. People missing payments. That, and I'll just ask those of you listening in Kansas right now, does this surprise you that Kansas is third, up over just 30%, despite having some of the lowest median credit card debt? So we don't have that much credit card debt in Kansas, but the delinquencies have jumped.
Yeah, so they looked at two things. This was how they ranked this, and then we can talk about where the states fall. So they ranked share of credit cards that were delinquent in Q2, quarter two of this year, so April through June. And then the other thing they looked at was the change between quarter one and quarter two, share of credit cards that were delinquent. And that's what killed us. It was that. So Kansas ranked third. Almost 20% of credit cards were delinquent in quarter two of 2025 in Kansas, but it went up by, and this is a number I don't understand, it went up by 30% from January through March to the second quarter of this year. What happened between the winter and the spring of this year to make that number go up 30%?
913-586-7798. Any theories you have on this? Again, for Kansas folks in particular, does this surprise you at all that Kansas would be third in delinquencies? Or does it just feel exactly what you and everyone you know is going through right now?
So Wallet Hub blames it on the weaker economy in the state, as Kansas ranks 34th in overall economic strength, leaving many households with less flexibility to pay their current, to stay current on their debts.
Yeah. I mean, think of, and by the way, it's also worse in the Midwest than it is on the coasts, which is also interesting because we tend to think of the Midwestern people to be more fiscally responsible and not over leveraged. And those East Coast and West Coast elitists are always flying around on their helicopter yachts or whatever. And we here live simple lives, but apparently it's worse here than it is there.
Again, because of economic strength.
Yeah.
You know, you have stronger economies in California and on the coast than you do in the Midwest. Minnesota ranked first as being worst, then Iowa, followed by Kansas, and then South Dakota and Ohio. Then Colorado ranked sixth. Mississippi, New Hampshire, Arkansas, and Michigan are the top 10. Where did Missouri fall?
18th.
Okay. Okay. So really it is that change because Missouri has more credit cards that were delinquent in Q2, but we had a much bigger drop between the first quarter and the second quarter. Is that you? 913-586-7798. No judgment here. Everybody's struggling. That's all living with the same thing.
It's almost, for some of you, it might actually be a relief to hear this.
Yeah.
It's not just you. Because if you think of the typical Midwestern couple, whether that's Missouri or Kansas, two kids, older car, going to Target, youth sports, an air conditioner that sounds like it has emphysema, not describing my personal life. You're not flying to Cabo on points. You're buying groceries, school supplies, stuff for your kids for sports. You randomly, your car needs a $500 repair. That's what people are using credit cards for, and it's just catching up.
Yeah, and it really is like kind of like if you're an A student, you get punished more for getting a B than if you're an average student and you get a D. It's kind of like we were doing pretty well in the first place, so we had farther to fall. That's kind of what happened here. The state, Kansas, has one of the lowest median credit card debt levels in the country, so it wouldn't take much for us to have a pretty dramatic drop quarter to quarter. They said it might just be linked more to overall financial tightening than to people borrowing a lot more and putting credit. And the scary thing about that in terms of long-term impact is interest rates on your credit cards. So you're delinquent. I mean, it's one thing if you're, and I would love to know, I wish the study got more into how delinquent, but you have some people with credit card interest rates of 20%, 25%.
Yeah.
And don't miss a payment, but you miss one. And if you're, I mean, think about 25% interest. If you've got $1,000 on your credit card, that just snowballs then. And then it's harder to pay that off over time. And then your credit score takes a hit. And we've talked about that before.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Getting texts on this from the text line. Kansas has a lot of rural area. I wonder if that place into a lack of opportunity where you live to increase income to cover credit card bills. I wonder how much of this is Johnson County or versus, is it Wichita?
Yeah, part of my question about the farmland, if that's right.
I shouldn't even said Wichita because that's not that's not rural either. But I'm just wondering,
How did crops do this year? Because it would make perfect sense to me if, especially because being a farmer, there's such a slim margin of profit there, and it can vary so dramatically year to year depending on the weather. Was this a rough year for crops early this year? And so did farmers who didn't normally charge things have to charge things?
Yeah.
Just because you weren't making enough money off crops.
I've also
didn't hear about the drought this year, but you never know.
And I don't know how much of this is me having this job, doing this for a living. And so part of our job is overthinking things, right? And digging into stuff and going like, what is this? I've been noticing kind of the sentiment about bankruptcy lately,
changing.
Not changing. Like mm-hmm. where people are like, so what?
Yeah.
Like I know. So, and I feel the same way. Honestly, I both my in-laws and my mom have declared bankruptcy and now have better credit scores than I do.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's the big deal? And maybe that's the attitude that's also changing towards these delinquencies. Like, so what if you fall behind at a certain point? You have to, you declare bankruptcy. You're not going to lose your house. You're not going to lose your car. You're just not going to be able to get credit for a little while and big deal.
Yeah. It allows you to restructure your debt.
Yeah.
You know, and at least get out of the hole that you're in.
Yeah.
Which is a start.
From the text line, I'm at Johnson County and we absolutely are living on credit. Sports, band fees, car repairs. The only savings account we have is a MasterCard with Room on it. I've been there. I've mm-hmm. been there. Yeah.
Just because Johnson County is wealthy doesn't mean everybody in it is wealthy.
I mean, a lot of people just spend what they make, right? You know, that we've talked about that with athletes. Yeah. Why are so many athletes gambling?
Yeah.
Well, because they spend what they make and they're broke.
Right.
Yeah.
Think they're always going to make that.
From the text line, I blamed it myself for our debt until I saw those delinquency numbers. Kind of comforting and horrifying to realize it's not just me. The whole state is drowning, but nobody wants to talk about it. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about it.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. We have a couple lines open if you want to grab one. 913-586-7798. Kansas has jumped to third when it comes to credit card delinquency growth. Is that surprising to you? Or is it normal? Is everyone just struggling right now and nobody wants to talk about it? 913-586-7798. We'll talk about it coming up in a few minutes on Midday.
It's not a good place to be in third. It means that of all the states, Kansas is the third worst when it comes to credit card delinquency and how much worse the credit card delinquency got from the first quarter of the year to the second quarter of the year.
Yeah. Third worst in the country. And we're just trying to figure out why. It seems like based on the text line, people are not surprised by this.
Yeah.
That people have been treading water for a while. You threw out the theory that it could be maybe not a great year for farming.
Yeah, that was somebody's suggestion. Somebody else mentioned property taxes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk a lot about Jackson County, but you're right. They went up everywhere.
Let's go to Jim in Topeka. Jim, what do you have to say about this?
Well, what I have to say about this is the commodities market has been a now you see it, now you don't. The commodity prices have been up and down all over everywhere. When you can have crops that are making you good bushels per acre, but it's not worth anything to sell, it still takes it below cost of production. And when you do that, then you run into financial trouble. So this has been an up and down year for a lot of different reasons. And one country going, I don't like you, so I'm not going to buy. And,
yeah.
And okay, I like you better now, and I'll buy some from you. And so the farmers are taking a hit in the commodities market, and you can track that and go back through and see what's happening. But there's a few of us left out here that depend on it. I'd be surprised if that number is actually the real number that we're looking for.
Out in Topeka, do you find it surprising that credit card delinquencies are going up in Kansas so high?
Well, it's a possibility, but there's a few of us left. We're like 2% to 5% of the total population that are still farmers. So what happens to us kind of is almost insignificant in the total picture.
Yeah, and somebody on the text line said that as well. Like, to farmers are only 1% to 2% of the population. But if that population is getting hit really hard by, you know, volatility when it comes to their income, that could also result in credit card delinquencies that are, you know, even
that would be enough.
Right. It would be enough if it's really hitting that one population really hard.
Well, it can snowball out from there to the suppliers to this, that, and the rest of it. That's what we hear about a lot.
That's true.
So there's more to this than meets the eye. Take care, my friend.
Always
appreciate it, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Yeah. And the sad thing about this and scary thing about this is just wait until we hear about the third quarter and this quarter, because that's not going to get better. You're not suddenly going to come into some money and be able to pay off your credit card debt at 20% or whatever it is. Call your credit card company. Having done this before, negotiate your interest rate. Mm-hmm. If you were late or if you think you can't make the payment, call them ahead of time and work, especially right now in the government shutdown, they're working with it. They'd rather work with you because you called than, I mean, I know we want, the banks just want to make money, but they'll work with you on credit cards just to, so that it doesn't snowball out of control.
All right. Coming up, it is Veterans Day, and we have Brian Mayer, who's the...
He's the co-founder and CEO of Veterans Community Project.
Which you work closely with. He'll be in studio to talk about the House Party fundraiser.
And what they do and what they're...
And just in general, what they do. Why it's so important. And I know we have some questions about how they handle veteran homelessness that I'm really interested to hear the answer for that. And is it replicable to the rest of society? Because as we've been talking about with credit card delinquency and bankruptcies and foreclosures.
Yeah.
People are going to, well, there's going to be more homelessness. We'll talk about that next on Midday. What a fun hour it's been.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.